Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Saturday, the 4th of September. Been a week without podcasts. Do apologise. Just work getting in the way. I haven't been sat on my arse doing nothing. I've had probably 40, 50 Zooms this week, talking to people face to face, getting them set up, going through spreadsheets, staking plans, all sorts. I've enjoyed it, to be honest. I've enjoyed it talking to various different people at different levels, but as such, something had to give way, and it was the pod. But we are back. I always feel that once this international breaks out of the way, that's when the football season starts. It's all a bit bitty with this first bit of the football season, waiting for Italy play two games, then stop. We've only played three in the Premier League. I know we've got further international breaks, October, November, unfortunately, but I always feel just get to this one and the season gets started, all the leagues are in play, and we can have a good old go. Right, what have we got? What else have we got? Oh, yeah, we got the big debate from yesterday. I went to the cricket yesterday. My boy treated me to a day at the Oval. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Lovely day. A bit less boozy than the Trent Bridge version we did with FTS in the earlier in the summer. And England batted very well. Thought Pope was superb. Shame he got himself out. But I'm in the queue for a beer about midday-ish. Talking to a couple of lads in front of me, and they've both got the old Cotton Traders rugby shirts on. One has an England shirt on, and the other one had a Scotland shirt on. So my natural assumption was that one was English, one was Scottish, but they weren't, and they were both English. So I had to ask the Scottish guy why he had a Scottish rugby shirt on, and he said, just liked it. Any Scottish heritage at all? No. Just like the shirt. I said, you've come to watch England play cricket. I mean, you don't wear it any time, do you? You don't. If you're an Englishman, the last thing you do is put on a Scottish rugby shirt. And, sorry, that's my phone going off. Let's put that on quiet. And the last thing you do is have wear a Scottish rugby shirt anyway. But when you're English and you're going to watch an England national team and you pitch up in a Scottish rugby shirt, what is all that about? So I asked you all on Twitter. Overwhelmingly, you agree. I did like Scott Harvey's answer, weirdo. Simon Dennis outraged. I was outraged. And others, the pathetic ones, maybe it's okay. Well, of course it's not. It's not okay. And then Kevin Kelly lives up to his flipping billing as a prime idiot. Oh yeah, well, I've got an Irish one. I've had a Zoom with Kevin this morning to go over something football-wise. And sure, I'm walking the dog. I thought, I bet he's going to turn up on that Zoom in his Irish rugby shirt. Sure enough, there he appears with his little flipping clover leaves and his green. No Irish blood in him. Englishman. Why? What are you doing? What are you doing? It's like me, exactly, Simon Dennis, going out and buying an Arsenal shirt and thinking, oh, I like it. Well, I don't. It's horrific, but absolutely. What? The world is going fucking nuts. We're losing the fucking plot here. Get a grip. Englishmen wear English shirts if you're going to wear anything. Old men, you shouldn't really wear anything. But if you're going to, you don't go put in a Scotland shirt. Oh, I like it. But yeah, a few of you did make me laugh with your responses. We got the people behind me involved, everything, in the stands. It became a topic around the stands. And then I saw a bloke with a San Francisco 49ers cap and a Dukla Prague football top. So I didn't go and speak to him, but God knows what setup he's got going on. But there we go. And then, yeah, I saw that this morning, that Middlesbrough player. And somebody has found a tweet he made at 14 years of age. I don't know how old he is now. It's about 8-9 years ago, I think. And somebody's gone through and he's now facing disciplinary action. What is going on? Honestly, what is going on? We've got a Prime Minister who's said numerous unsavoury things and he still rises to that office, but yet people are... Who wakes up in the morning and goes, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go through that player's... all those tweets. I'm going to go right back to when he was a kid and see if I can find anything. And then I'm going to report him. Yes, I'm sure I haven't seen the tweet. I'm sure it was wrong. But just educate them. You don't need to go back 8 years and start disciplining people. And who's digging this shit up anyway? We all fucking make mistakes and say things we don't mean. Not just at 14. People still doing it now. Honestly, we are. It's like living in a parody world at the moment. It really is. I think I've said this before. The reality just seems to be fading day by day. It's like waking up in some sort of movie parody of bollocks that's going on. Who is this person gone on? That's the person I want to have a word with. Go and find the bloke who's fucking reported it. Honestly. And no, you're not. Just because you say it doesn't mean, oh, what you're saying, condoning what he said. No, I'm not. I'm sure it was wrong. But he's 14. Go and speak to him. Don't sit here in this fucking parapet pretending we've all been whiter than white for our whole entire lives. What complete and utter fucking bollocks are we living in? And we've got a fucking openly fucking racist Prime Minister swanning around. It's fucking ridiculous what we're living in at the minute. Feel sorry for that. If anything comes of that, fucking I might write to them. Fuck it, fucking wankers. Honestly, who's doing this shit? And then, of course, Hungary. I didn't watch the England game. You know my view on Southgate. I didn't watch the game. Abuse, and I hear that's going to investigation. I've said it before. I think Southgate copped out this time, didn't he? Said he didn't hear it. I mean, I've not spoken to anybody I've spoken to about it. Said it was clear as day. I didn't hear it. He's just a fucking wet weekend. Pull them off the pitch. That is what fucking will solve this. They're going to get another slap on the wrist, €50,000 fine, couple of games, closed doors, and the same thing will happen again. Pull your teams off the pitch and we'll fucking start to stamp it out. And I do agree it's got to be stamped out everywhere, starting at home as well. Nonsense. Anyway, that's it. We're back in the groove, team. Back in the groove. Be back Monday. Right, I've got a couple of first half goals for you today. I've got a late first half goal at Cheltenham MK Dons. Cheltenham MK Dons, late first half goal. And a late first half goal, Fuenlabrada versus Lugo in the Segunda division. So both of those, if it's 0-0 in the first half, sort of 25 minutes onwards, drip lay a first half goal. Cheltenham and Fuenlabrada. Cheltenham 3 o'clock kickoff. Fuenlabrada at 8 o'clock. I'm getting more fluent. Oh, every day I'm getting more fluent. And I might have, I'm just opening the sheet to see, I might have a one and a half. Just hold on a minute. Didn't have the sheet open. Do 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 do. I'm your biggest fan. Are there any one and a halves of interest? No. No. Oh yes, I have got one. Ibar Leganés, 3 o'clock. Ibar Leganés, again in the Segunda. So if that is 0-0 on 20 minutes, Ibar Leganés, drip back over 1.5 goals, 20-27-35. And if there's a goal, remove your liability. If that goal comes too late, let it ride. You can only get out for red. Let it ride and go for the full win. So Ibar Leganés, if 0-0 on 20 minutes, drip back over 1.5 goals. I do three stages, 20-27-35. Goal goes in, remove your liability. Some people like to let it ride, whatever, but that's that one. So Ibar Leganés and Cheltenham and Fuenlabrada. Ibar 1.5, the other two late first half goal. Spurs are still top of the league. We're at the top of the league and looking down on the nation. And if we beat Palace, we'll be there for another week. It's marvellous. It's beautiful. Beat Palace, they're going down. Jeff Butler, they're going down, son. Those of you for London drinks, I have emailed everybody, so check that. If you didn't get an email, I'm sorry, then we were oversubscribed. Similarly, Lingfield, we're massively oversubscribed for Lingfield. Everybody wants to come to one of the finest days on the planet. I'm just waiting for the them to get back with menus and things, and then I will send all those details out to people and confirm up everything. But when I do get to you about that, please do reply as quickly as possible so we can get that tied up. And apologies that I've had to leave some people out. It's just numbers. We are limited to numbers we can have in the box still. They're not opening everything up full capacity. It's we've been able to have 60 in there before, but they've limited us to half that this year. So right, that's it. I will be back with you all on Monday for a bit of Mindset Monday, and then it will be the build up to Spurs winning again. And I will speak to you all Monday. Have a great weekend.